It is January the 25th, 11 months till Christmas. Who's counting? I guess I am. We have 13 games remaining. One game is just finishing, has finished, has basically finished. So we have 13 games. Not a lot of streaming because our rosters are very dense tonight, but we'll go through the games. And we'll do it quickly. This is the Saturday pre-game show. Let's go, balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are proudly part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Go and pre-like that trade deadline show. Dan's tweeted it, I've tweeted it. We would really appreciate that. We're going to get straight into the games because I am once again on a time restraint, second half of my motorbike course this morning. One game already done. We covered the Pacers and the Spurs game on the post-game show yesterday, and I talked about the fact that I thought the Pacers would probably come out with a bit more oomph, a bit more effort, and unsurprisingly, they have won this game or will win this game quite comfortably. We will cover it in the post game show, but a good Tyrese Haliburton performance, so that's nice to see. Let's get into the remaining 13 games. We have a confirmed starting lineup here, as you can see on the Basketball Monster page. For the first game, which tips off in about 27, well, it doesn't tip off in 27 minutes. Scheduled tip off is in 27 minutes. It'll probably tip off in closer to 35 minutes. Denver at Minnesota, no changes for Denver or Minnesota. Again, as I said, streaming tough tonight. Maybe you've got one spot if you're lucky. OKC play Portland tomorrow, I believe, is the only game. I wondered why, and then I figured it out. It's NFL conference final. Is that I think that's what it is. I'm probably going to watch it, actually. I've been sort of following Washington, and they continue to defy the odds. We'll see if they can get up tomorrow. So, yeah, there is only one game tomorrow. I'm assuming it's probably a pretty early game, is it? Oh, no, okay, so it's not. It is Thunder in Portland, but it's at 6 p.m. Eastern, which I'm pretty sure the first of the two NFL conference finals is at 3 p.m. Eastern. So I don't know why they wouldn't be doing an early game here to not to clash. Anyway, whatever. So for this game, for the Nuggets, Christian Brown has been much better of late. If he was dropped, go and add him. Outside of that, not really a ton there. Minnesota, Mike Conley is back on the radar with the Dante DiVincenzo injury. Jaden McDaniels, again, he has been playing very well of late. It feels like it's going to drop off at some point, but if you're rostering him or you want to go and grab him, I think that's fine. Second game of the night, Boston at Dallas. Tip-off times are weird too. There's so many games, they've had to jam some in early. So for the Celtics, who are surely they can turn things around at some point. They haven't been playing particularly well. Derek White, questionable. He remains a nice buy low. Streaming-wise, Peyton Pritchard, if he's been dropped, he's been very unexciting the last month, but he'll turn it. I think he'll get it going at some point for Dallas. Klay Thompson questionable to return. Jaden Hardy questionable. Of course, no Luka Doncic, no Derek Lively. So make sure Dan Gafford isn't somehow available. Spencer Dinwiddie also should be rostered. I'm assuming he is. Quentin Grimes has been pretty ordinary, to be fair, and isn't a must roster player. I think I've got him in one league, maybe two slightly deeper leagues. So he just hasn't made the most of the opportunities here. Najee Marshall also out, I think. Yes, still out with his illness. So we don't need to be holding him, I don't think. Miami at Brooklyn. I've got this screen looking wrong, don't I? There we go. Much better. Khalil Ware, watch where we're seeing how he goes. He's obviously been a revelation over the last week to 2 weeks. Favorable matchup here against the team that doesn't care, Brooklyn, and a center that doesn't care in Nick Claxton. So maybe another big game for Khalil Ware. We will see. Pelle Larsen has started. I don't know why they're starting him. I guess they're just trying to keep that second unit together with the way they've been playing. I don't know. I'm not interested in Larsen. Duncan Robinson, if you need threes, Jovic, Jaime Jaquez, Terry Rozier, all stream candidates. But again, tough to do it tonight. Jovic, probably my priority over Jaquez and Rozier. I guess they're probably, that's probably the order. For the Nets, God knows. We know Cam Johnson is out. We've got some questionables. Ben Simmons, D'Angelo Russell, Zaire Williams. I would assume he will return. He's probable. So he's worth a look. Noah Clowney, if we're holding him, which I am in a couple of spots. I've also stashed Dayron Sharp in two leagues, I think. So I just have to hope that I can get by with him only playing 15 minutes. Tyrese Martin, Jalen Wilson, Keon Johnson, all of these guys, you know, you take a flyer on them, but tonight, maybe not. Pelicans at Charlotte. Pelicans at Charlotte sounds weird. Pelicans at Hornets. Zion will return. We touched on this. We assumed he would return, and it does look as though he will. So with him back, Javonte Green can be dropped. DeJounte Murray is questionable, but he's been questionable for the last 2 weeks. So I think we'll just assume that he plays. So we don't really need Jordan Hawkins, Jose Alvarado. I know Hawkins was good last night. They do play Charlotte, who we know they probably don't really want to win. But they are obviously of the opinion that the Pelicans do want to win because LaMelo is probable, Miles Bridges is probable. With them back, we can move on, thankfully, from Vasili Micic. Interesting streaming potential here, though, with Mark Williams out on the second night of a back-to-back. Musa Diabate, like, there's no Nick Richards there now, so Taj Gibson, surely not. So Musa Diabate could push to 20. Well, Josh has got him at 28 here, 30 minutes. If you need rebounds, if you need defensive stats, he's against Eve Misi, who's been good, but he's not an elite center. So Diabate is an interesting streaming target tonight. Detroit at Orlando. Pistons will just look to maintain their momentum. No real changes to their roster. Tim Hardaway, if you need threes. Malik Beasley's probably still rostered, even though he hasn't been as good as he was early in the season. For the Magic, Jalen Suggs is questionable. Goga Badadze is questionable. Cole Anthony is questionable. So I think Suggs is probably on track to play. I think I read that Goga missed shoot around. I'm pretty sure I saw that. Where did I see Goga? Oh, where are we, Orlando? Oh, here we go. Yes, so Cole Anthony and Jalen Suggs both made shoot-around. Goga Badadze did not. That would potentially indicate Goga is closer to doubtful, where Suggs and Anthony could very well return to the lineup. as we get these guys back, we can move on from Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, Tristan De Silva. If Goga is back, I'd probably hold Wendell just for another game, but we don't know what this rotation is going to look like. I'm assuming it's Goga, but we will find out maybe tonight or in the next game. And then hopefully Paolo and Franz can just continue to ramp up. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope will trend, if he hasn't trended already, towards being a drop. Sacramento at New York. For the Kings, De'Aaron Fox is probable to return. That will impact, or probable to play. That will impact Keon Ellis, who is just a streamer now if you need steals. No one else really interests me there in Sacramento. For the Knicks, no one interests me at all. If Josh Hart is out, we probably get Miles McBride, I would say. Yeah, I think it's probably McBride. You could take a chance on him. But we know these Knicks guys, they try to play through most things. So keep an eye on the injury report there for New York. Houston at Cleveland. Houston still without Jabari Smith. So we get the same starting lineup that we've had the last couple of weeks. Tari Eason will hopefully push to 25 minutes again. He's a must roster player. Cam Whitmore is, I don't think he's must roster, but he is, he appears to be settling in. So I think if you need points, he gets some defensive stuff as well. We'd like to see more than 20 minutes. But in deeper leagues, I think you can give him a look. I've got him in one spot, I think, and I'll hold him for now. For the Cavs, LeVert questionable to return. Evan Mobley also questionable to return. So Max Strus, if you streamed him in, probably just move on. LeVert could stream him in tonight. Should be a good game. Both these teams obviously towards or at the top of their standings, respectively. So, yeah, LeVert, potentially. He doesn't excite me, LeVert. You know that. Toronto at Atlanta. Toronto are without Kelly Olynyk. They're without Emmanuel Quickley still. But that doesn't really impact fantasy too much. Davion Mitchell, no. Grady Dick, yeah, look, probably. He was better in the last game. He's hitting some shots. He had a couple of steals, I think. Still very borderline, but I'm okay with holding him. Bruce Brown has looked good, but they don't want to play in big minutes, so we don't need to. Oh, man, early morning. We don't need to roster Bruce Brown. For Atlanta, Trae Young, questionable. DeAndre Hunter, questionable. A lot of flags and Q's and P's on this roster at the moment. Larry Nance is probable to return as well. So we're going to get a look at this sort of three-headed center monster. Not a monster, but Jalen Johnson. No update specifically on his return. He's getting further imaging. I don't know why it's taking so long. It's not like these teams have to go to the hospital and line up. So there may be getting opinions, which to me is probably not a great thing. It probably means something has shown up on imaging because he would have had imaging done, I'm assuming. So to me, this sort of says, okay, something has shown up here. We want to get an opinion on this before we make a diagnosis, a formal diagnosis. And to me, that would say this was a dislocated shoulder, separated shoulder, as we think it probably was. And they are deciding on whether to have surgery or not, which is not a good thing. We will see. I could be completely wrong. If Trae Young plays, if DeAndre Hunter plays, there's probably not a lot here. Vete Krejci, I'm okay holding him. Bogdan Bogdanovic played very well in that last game. They would love it if he could find some form. And if he can, then he would be a must-roster player. But we haven't seen it consistently yet. All right, we're getting there. Utah at Memphis. And let me just check injury news. Nothing. They play to... Oh, yeah, we're not up to that game yet. I've got that game. Yep. Okay. Utah at Memphis. Collins Sexton returns. Bryce Sensabaugh returns. Clarkson's still out. Collins, man, he's out. Collier is risky tonight if you're purely looking at him as a streaming target. As a stash, I think he holds that value. But with George and Sexton both playing, Collier, yeah, he might struggle to get to more than about 20 minutes, 22 minutes. Look, I mean, this could be a blowout. But Utah are rolling out a relatively healthy lineup here for Utah. I'm not looking at Filipowski. Sensabaugh, you could hold. I've actually held him in a few spots, deeper spots, I think. For Memphis, Ja Morant, probable. Zach Edey is playing. That's a good thing. So with Ja Morant back, it means Scottie Pippen would be a drop. We're not looking at GG Jackson, John Conchar, any of those players. Jalen Wells is fine. Very boring, but fine. Kennard, I would hold him. Brandon Clark. Yeah, look, obviously they'd want to match up Edey with Kessler here, but I don't think Edey can go with Kessler yet. They may, if they're controlling the game, they may try to go with Kennard and his athleticism a little bit over Kessler. So, yeah, I think this will be an interesting one, but I don't mind holding Brandon Clark here. Philadelphia at Chicago. Drummond has just been ruled out again with his toe injury. So it's Yabusele again coming off a nice performance. And against Nikola Vucevic, he could have a good game. Kelly Oubre, also a hold. Kyle Lowry will play, but I'm not interested in Kyle Lowry. Justin Edwards, look, he's been okay with the injuries. Ricky Council had also been okay, but then didn't play last night. So hard to know which way they're going to go here. For the Bulls, Dosunmu is questionable. Lonzo will play. So with no Kobe White for another week at least, we roll out Lonzo. I'd probably have him over Dosunmu. I think we'd need to get, as I've said, 25 minutes of Lonzo is enough. 25 minutes of Dosunmu is probably not. If he gets up to 30 minutes, which he was earlier in the season, but obviously Lonzo was not playing as much then. But in saying that, Dosunmu is fine. If you're just, you have a spot to fill tonight and all the other streamers have been picked up. Lakers at Golden State. For the Lakers, Anthony Davis probable. LeBron James was actually downgraded, so he was probable. Downgraded to questionable. So that's something to keep an eye on. We know that they're managing him through his health stuff. Just old age. Old age. If LeBron is out, then we have a look at... there's no real one-for-one here. If LeBron is out, it's just a little bit more. AD would have to do more, a lot more. Rui will have to do more. Max Christie, Austin Reeves will just handle the ball a lot more. But those guys are all rostered. Well, Hachimura, maybe he's rostered, maybe he's not. If LeBron is out, you could give him a bit of a look. Gabe Vincent has been serviceable. Jared Vanderbilt returns tonight. He's barely going to play. I think they want him to be part of this rotation, but he's been out forever. So even if he does play, I think it's very limited. He probably won't play back-to-backs. So, yeah, I don't really see any way that he pushes into standard league value. Not in the foreseeable future, anyway. Maybe a month. What are we, 22? End of, yeah, so maybe fantasy playoffs. But again, even when he was starting and playing 30 minutes, he was more of a rebounds steals specialist. That's about it. For the Warriors, Payton is probable. Wiggins, Podziemski. So actually a fairly healthy rotation or roster, which isn't a good thing for the Warriors because they go like 28 deep. So Lindy Waters can pop up. Quinton Post has played well. Looney, maybe they throw him in. Moody, Guy Santos has been impressive. Schroeder has not, but he will play. So not really anyone here for me on the Warriors team. Trace Jackson-Davis, he'll likely start again, but against Anthony Davis, I don't know how long it'll last. What do we got? Two more games? All right, two more. Washington at Phoenix for the Wizards. They're actually, unlike Portland and Utah, they're actually not openly tanking at this point. They're obviously playing a team here that wants to win in Phoenix. So there's no real risk. But we haven't really seen Poole or Kuzma, Saar, like any of these guys, they haven't really been managed to this point, which is good. So we just keep rolling with those guys. Bob Carrington is fine, very, very unappealing, but the minutes are there. Koulibaly we hold. He's been up and down, probably a bit more up of late. Keyshawn George, Corey Kispert, Valanciunas, these guys can all have value at times, but tonight I don't think we're going to have the spots in our roster to stream them in. For the Suns, Nick Richards, he could be good tonight against Alex Saar. I think I've moved him with Mark Williams out. I've moved Nick Richards into my starting lineup in a league. Tyus Jones, who's been pretty depressing. He may have even been dropped. He's really just assists at this point. Even the steals haven't been that good. Grayson Allen, if you need threes. Oh, and Nurkic is available, but we're assuming he won't play. I don't know. Maybe he gets back into the rotation, but he's quite clearly a drop at this point. And the final game of the night, the Bucks at the Clippers. Clippers' fifth game in 7 days. Injury report is pretty clear at the moment for them. For the Bucks, Giannis, Middleton, both probable. They will both play. So very little for the Bucks and for the Clippers. Yeah, no real injuries here. So we're rolling out Norm Powell, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, all of these players. Unless we get some late additions, which of course could happen. If any of those guys miss, we look at Amir Coffey, we look at Kevin Porter, but if they're healthy, then there's not enough there for me to want to target them. All right, we'll do some very quick questions before I have to go and get ready. Jay Sizzle wanted to drop Scoot Henderson for Bogdan in a 9-cat 10-team league. Saw the Jalen Johnson news. Look, I think that's okay. I like holding Scoot where possible because I do think we get to a point, if common sense prevails, where Scoot is starting and playing 32 minutes a night. He's been very bad the last two games, and Portland have done a great job of bringing him back to earth and saying, hang on, you're not that good. But I think that's fine. Bogdan is going to have an opportunity here, and like I said, the Hawks would love for him to actually find some form. Matt Carmody, and rooting for a Bills Commanders Super Bowl. Yeah, look, I don't follow it to know who I want, but the Commanders feel like they're a good story from what I've read and I have watched bits and pieces. And the Bills, I think, I don't know how good they normally are. Why not? I'll watch it. We've got tomorrow off. It's a holiday here in Australia tomorrow. So I'll probably get up and watch it. First of the two games is on at 7 a.m., so that's a good time. What have we got here? Joseph Kim, Jaron Jackson. Jalen Johnson, no timetable. Lance returning. Should I pick up Lance or Krejci? Already have a lot of centers, but who knows? I'd prefer Krejci there. I talked about the fact that Nance, I know he was playing well before his injury, but Okongwu was out. Okongwu is now back, starting and playing really well. Capella is probable tonight, or has he been cleared? Anyway, he'll probably play. So I just don't think Lance will get to Lance. Why am I calling him Lance? Larry Nance. I just don't think he'll get to enough minutes. We saw early in the season he was barely in the rotation. So, yeah, I'd prefer Krejci there. Who would I rather start, Nick Richards or Gobert? Mobley also questionable, but the update says he's iffy. Who would I rather start there? Oh, I mean, Gobert is the obvious one because he's far more proven. But they, he's up against Jokic, which isn't great. I've got them both starting in a league, so I can't even say that I've got one over the other. I might say Nick Richards. Gobert's been pretty bad. It is going to be a good game, and I think Gobert could play 30-plus minutes tonight. I think you're just going to have to take a flight. I don't know, maybe it's Gobert. I just can't bring myself to say Gobert. He's just been so rough. When you are Reedy, Morning Kingy, how do you think Vanderbilt will be a 12-team value at some point? And if so, when? Talked about him. I don't think so. We'd need some injuries. He's been out for so long. So I wouldn't be prioritizing him at the moment. My thoughts on Goga when the Magic are healthy. Do I think his numbers minutes could go down? I think they'll go down. I think he needs to start. There was a tweet that came out yesterday that had a look at the difference in a whole lot of stats when Goga is on and off the court, or maybe it's when he was and wasn't playing. Anyway, Magic are terrible when he doesn't play, and when he plays, they're very good. So I would hope that the coaches are aware of this and will just get Goga starting and playing in 28 minutes. So I think he'll still be a 12-team guy. Joe Cook, Nick Smith Jr. added to your team rest of season hold. Yeah, look, I don't think his value goes down from here. Where, as we've seen, they're going to rest LaMelo, they're going to rest Bridges. Micic is not the guy. So Nick Smith has been good. So I would, yeah, I think he's, whatever, if you've picked him up based on what he's been doing, I think he can hold fairly steady based on what his opportunity is there, and I don't think it's going away. Is Vit Krejci an ad? In a 10-teamer, he's okay. I've got him in a couple of leagues. I think he's fine to add. We've got no Rhys Oshae coming back anytime soon. So, yeah, he's not super appealing, but I think he's doing just enough. Shining Knight is at work, working on a Saturday. That's commitment. What do we got? Joseph Kim, NSJ or Scoot rest of season? Who's NSJ? Nick Smith Jr. or Scoot. I'm just talking about him. I still think Scoot probably has more upside. Nick Smith has the minutes and has the opportunity at the moment. But, I think I'd go Scoot there. Oh, and Matt Carmody says Portis is out tonight. He is indeed, yeah. Still no one for me. With Middleton playing, well, probably playing, they will just go small, I would say. Yeah, Gary Trent, if you need threes, that's about it. There's not a lot. Milwaukee are very boring, you know that. All right. We'll wrap it up there. It's bang on 7 o'clock. Go and get those lineups set. Go and make any ads that you can. I will be back with a post-game show. It'll be a long one this afternoon or this evening, morning, wherever you are. We'll cover all 14 games. Don't know if I'll do a pre-game show tomorrow. Given there's only one game, we might do that on the post-game show. I'll see. I'll decide. But thank you everyone for tuning in again. Please go download, do all that stuff. Enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy the NFL tomorrow if you're watching the NFL and the one game. I'll be back later today. Go and download, do all that stuff. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.